Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well, thanks.
Kid, I'm doing well. Hope you are, and I hope everybody in listening land is as well.
What we wanted to start off with was YouTube reviews. A lot of folks getting out there and putting content on YouTube, and the videos will sometimes be about products. Folks out there get the advantage of seeing a review of something without needing to actually purchase that product. So unboxing videos, reading books, opening up cereal boxes, that sort of thing. Well, one thing that folks have been reviewing a lot more recently is video games, and Warner Brothers recently got in trouble with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, because apparently they hired a third-party company who paid YouTubers for positive reviews. Now, obviously, you have companies out there who want to get the word out about their product, and they want to make sure that people review their product, but as opposed to the past where you just sent out a copy of your product to reviewers, now you're sending it out to regular people, and those regular people may not have the same standards that a normal reviewer would have. So you have a company that has requirements for what is part of a review, and it turns out that these reviews, what was required of them was that they were positive and that they link people to actually go to the Warner Brothers site and purchase this actual video game, this Lord of the Rings video game that came out.
Well, people put a lot of faith in what other people say, but you have to know if they're motivated to say that thing by somebody else. And they're getting a free video game and they have to go review it. That's the requirements. Yeah. But also the unspoken rule appears to be they were also required to say good things or they'd have to get their video back. And I have seen on Amazon, especially when people, at the end of the review, they will say that they were given a free whatever. Where they were, you know, like they say at the end of a rake, they were given that rake free. Mm-hmm. It was the best rake ever, or the best lawnmower ever. But then they say, and by the way, I was given this lawnmower rake free to review. And that's why it's tougher and tougher these days to put much faith in testimonials. And matter of fact, in the financial industry, and this has been going on for years and years, ever since I've been an investment advisor, 65 licensed, it's a special license through the government, we're not allowed to have testimonials on our website or anywhere, because are you going to put a bad testimonial up on your website?
No, you are not.
No. So I don't know why people put so much faith in testimonials, because there's never going to be a bad thing if it's on the person's site who has the testimonial. So if it's a third-party site like Amazon, you may think that it'd be okay. But it's really not a third-party site if you have people given a product by the company giving reviews in favor of that product.
Exactly.
Be careful. I mean, I do put a lot of faith still in reviews, though, when I'm trying to buy something. But I go deep into those reviews hundreds down in and make sure that people aren't all of a sudden not liking it after the free ones got done giving out.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of this comes down to the fact that you are going to be a great judge for what is best for you. So when you're sitting down with a financial coach face to face, you get your own personal testimonial of how they interact with you. So sitting down is crucial when you're trying to look for a financial coach.
We call it the eye to eye. You know, look them in the eye, and that way you can really earn some trust or see some trust or see if you should trust them or not at all.
And sometimes you'll find that there is an obstacle in your way trying to get to that face-to-face. But we have a team of financial coaches across the nation who take away that obstacle by offering that initial consultation absolutely free. So easy to sit down, get that eye to eye, and make sure that you are getting the financial advice that is right for you by meeting with a financial coach and getting your questions answered and finding out if they are a good fit. The number to call to reach your local financial coach is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. Leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with a financial coach right there in your area. Sit down for that initial no-cost consultation, no obligation, absolutely free. Again, the number 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. What is the greatest risk facing retirees? Is it A, inflation risk, B, longevity risk, or C, investment risk? Although inflation risk and investment risks are important to plan for, nothing compares to the risk of outliving your money, or in other words, B, longevity risk.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, today the term is scrip, and we're not talking about prescriptions here. So what is a scrip?
Well, have you ever been in a store and you go to the checkout and you buy, like a grocery store, and you buy a whole cart full of things, and then all of a sudden, before the receipt comes out, all these coupons start coming out?
Oh, sure.
And the cashier will tear them out and give them to you. Well, that's a scrip. A scrip is a privately issued credit or IOU that can only be redeemed by the issuer. So like if they're trying to get you to go back to the same grocery store, in other words, it's not good at other grocery stores, although many grocery stores say they will honor the competitor's coupons too. So they're trying to be sneaky and get you to come back to their place, but then other grocery stores are getting sneakier and say, we'll accept their coupons at our place. But it's like frequent flyer miles is a good example as well. You can redeem those miles at a certain airline.
Oh, sure.
Amazon Prime has credits that they give you for shopping on Amazon. And those coupons print out, again, at the grocery store are the best example I see for everybody out there. Well, you see them yourself if you're at the self-checkout lane. They start pumping out. But if you're in the regular checkout lane, they still come out and the cashier gives them to you. So it's just a way to have a captive audience and keep that audience captive, keep them coming back, build loyalty, and give them a discount at the same time.
And it's really easy for these companies to do this sort of thing because it's a guaranteed built-in income for them. When you come back, you're going to have to purchase something else in order to use that coupon, or you're going to have to sign up for another flight in order to use those miles.
Well, it's called a lost leader. So lost leader, basically, they give you something to get you to come in. Thomas, you've seen that a lot of times when you shop, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's a very normal marketing technique. And honestly, for grocery stores, it's a heck of a lot easier, I would think, to print out a lot of these, knowing you're going to get a customer into the store, than have to pay tens of thousands in newspaper advertising or something similar.
A lot better than the ad you used to see in the paper for this really, really cheap TV set. You run into the store to buy it, and then they say, oh, unfortunately, we're out of that. But we have this one over here for just a little bit more. That's illegal, by the way. That's bait and switch. But the lost leader is a way to get people in. They know once you come into the store, you're going to spend more money usually. Now, there are some people that militantly march right back to the item, pick it up, and go right to the cashier and pay for it at the discount, as long as they don't have to, not required by the coupon to buy anything else as well.
I've seen blogs out there that are folks who go through all of the CVS ads and figure out exactly the perfect way to actually make money using their coupons and their discounts. Because if you stack them up and you use one discount to take advantage of another one, you can actually make money by playing the system.
Yeah, and you know, I picture somebody looking like Einstein back there with a big chalkboard figuring out the best deals, but I don't have time for that. But it's always good to get a coupon.
Exactly. Well, if you want to make sure that you are getting a good value, you can sit down with one of our financial coaches across the nation and get your questions answered in that initial no-cost consultation. No obligation, absolutely free. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week, right here on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on financialsafari.com. That's financialsafari.com.